This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In sports, there are rules that players agree to follow if they wish to compete. These rules are intended to assure fairness and safety and to avoid conflicts. But sometimes the rules themselves create conflict. In sports, nowhere is this more apparent than with rules about gender, specifically women with testes. At the heart of the debate is a tiny hormone called testosterone, which is found in humans and most other vertebrates. In human males, it's produced by the testes at about 8 times the level that it is produced in the female by ovaries. The controversy is rooted in the observation that testosterone increases muscle mass and therefore confers an athletic advantage. Currently, taking testosterone as a drug is strictly forbidden by the World Anti-Doping Agency. The International Olympic Committee has also weighed in by explaining that testosterone is the very reason that men perform better than women. It provides a performance advantage. Now, of course, performance is complex, and it's related to many more factors than simply muscle mass. But testosterone levels vary naturally among people, so perhaps we should be testing everyone and assigning them to low and medium and high hormone competition groups rather than using the concept of gender. And what about height? Does it provide a performance advantage? Even in the medical community, concepts related to sexual identity are complex. It's far more than the presence of sex hormones or sex organs. It is interesting that the IOC also writes that sports is an activity for the betterment of humanity and should be practiced without discrimination of any kind. Well, in 2009, Caster Semenya, an 18-year-old South African distance runner, won the 800-meter worldwide title. Immediately, she was accused of being a man. It took years of gender verification studies before she was allowed again to compete as a woman. Unfortunately, there is no easy definition as to what constitutes a male or a female. Years ago, we thought it was easy. We just looked at the body. Then we discovered genes, and we relied on the X and the Y chromosome to identify gender. But in both of those methods, we've made big mistakes. In fact, there are several conditions which are often called disorders of sexual development that result in confusing sexual identity. And so we're back to the woman with testes. What do we do about competition in sports to assure fairness and to avoid what the IOC calls discrimination of any kind? It seems unfair and damaging to require these women to be castrated, a very aggressive procedure, if they wish to compete as women in elite sports. For many reasons, perhaps it's time to drop the concept of male and female in sports competition. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.